Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we are talking about the new Ben Affleck-directed sneaker biopic, Air.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Today, I am reviewing the new movie, Air. This is a Ben Affleck directed film starring Matt Damon. So it's like they're bringing the whole team back together. It's beautiful. It's been a long time since they've worked together on a film. And this is, I was pretty excited to hear about this in the first place. If you had told me, like, okay, here is the description, the plot of the film. It is based on true events about the origin of Air Jordan, a basketball shoe line of which a Nike employee seeks to strike a business deal with rookie player Michael Jordan. That to me sounds like one of the most boring things to possibly watch. The only part that I might go, maybe it could be exciting, is if they do it like one of those ESPN documentaries, right? About a player, about a sport that I don't care about. And after an hour, I'm like, I am their biggest fan until I watch a game or something. So, I mean, that's the only hope I thought it had, like by reading it. It just sounds dull to me. Then I saw the trailer for this and I was like, what? That looks interesting. Again, Ben Affleck directed. It stars Matt Damon as Sonny Vaccaro, who was the person who got him to sign. Ben Affleck is Phil Knight, the founder of Nike. It also has Jason Bateman, Marlon Wayans, Chris Messina, Chris Tucker as Howard White, and Viola Davis as Michael Jordan's mom. I mean. That is a lineup. And apparently, from what I read, the lineup is because Michael Jordan said, I want Viola Davis to play my mom. And he got, because it was a Michael Jordan film, all these people got on it. And you got this star-studded cast. It's rated R. It's a drama, 1 hour and 52 minutes, written by Alex Convery and directed by Ben Affleck. Let me get into this right away. Viola Davis, another fantastic performance. Obviously so good. The Academy Awards probably won't even remember it, because that's what they do. She is like, you could hand, like, how do they not just hand her Oscars? I don't know. Now, she's more of a supporting role in this film, shows up here and there, but she delivers and it's excellent. And you feel like you have to listen to her. She's wonderful. Matt Damon, fantastic job. Where's the little fat suit for it? He gained a little for it, for the role, clearly, but he's got a belly, old Silas dad bod. He plays this impassioned basketball. It's not like a talent coach, but he works for Nike and he figures out who's going to be great players and who he likes to play. And he sees Michael Jordan and wants to bet it all, his job at the, apparently at this time, Nike only had like 17% market share in sneakers. They weren't it. It's hard because, like, let's see, when that was all happened, this takes place in the 80s. I can't even remember a time in my life when Nike wasn't the basketball shoe, right? So, and I guess Air Jordans just came out, I guess, when I was in high school or something. I don't know. Like, it's weird. I just can't even remember the, but he has a very nuanced performance, down to earth, believable, impassioned. The passion reads through the entire film. He does a fantastic job. His betrayal is, I don't know how realistic it is. And here's the thing. Okay. I like the film so much, by the way, that I don't care how much is true. I'm not going to look into it to see what they cut, what cut out. All I care about is what they presented me. That's it. That's all I care about. They gave me a great film. And yeah, that's it. Okay. The story. I put the story managed to make a compelling story. They managed to make a compelling story out of what I thought sounded boring. Amazed how hooked in I got from this story. They start off showing these like 80, this compilation of 80s stuff, like little videos, almost like a home video quality, until it sharpens focus and it suddenly we're there to get you the feel of what time it is and how naive I think we were about the future of stuff in the world. What would happen? How much basketball would take over? I've really got to ask some people, like, really, you guys, basketball wasn't that big then? Like, people didn't want to, I guess Jordan transcended the game more than I even realized. And this game isn't even about Jordan. This is a biopic about a sneaker. That's what it is. That's what's crazy about it. They're not even, this isn't about Jordan, really. It's about the sneaker and about how we got Air Jordans to become what they were, or how the company did, how they went after him, and how they convinced him to go with them. That's the story. How to convince Michael Jordan to use them, and what they had to do to get there. And like I write this in the review. I don't think this is a spoiler, because I think there's something to know about the time. The time when this happened was before athletes really had rights so much, as far as like using their image. Like, it was more often that people would pay, they would get paid a licensing fee, and that was it. There was no royalty shares. This businesses kept all the money. That's how they used to do it. Maybe they would treat you well, but you weren't expected to have special deals that the money went into the pocket of the athlete. And it's gross. It was complete manipulation. The writing, loved Convery's script is fantastic. The dialogue is wonderful. It sucks you in. It is full of these quotable lines that I so mad I didn't bring a pen with me to start writing these down. There are so many great lines, and I don't know how many are from like Nike's philosophy themselves. I will be looking that up. But this is how good the writing is. One of the biggest reasons that I want to rewatch this movie is so that I can write those lines down that I absolutely loved. And that's, for me, is when I want to go watch the movie again so that I can hear the script. That's good writing. And just how he weaved it in and out. And then the direction. Ben Affleck is just a fantastic director. I think he is a fantastic director. He pulls you in. It's always nuanced. He finds the tone. He's consistently really good at finding the tone in his pieces, which is probably the biggest job a film director has. Make sure the tone of the film works. Then it's the pacing. He makes sure the pacing works. It drives, it builds, the tensions go up and down, appropriate times building to this climax, right? He makes some artistic choices. I would near the end, there's some that I could go either way on whether to really love it or not like it. And I look forward to discussing this movie with somebody, because I really want to discuss this film and the directing choices that they made at the end of the film as they're trying to close on Jordan. And I mean, we know Nike does Air Jordan, so there's not a lot of surprise or spoilers in this film, right? So we kind of know how it's going to go. And that's what's great about this. It's about the journey. And that's the best stories, where it's about the journey. The final destination is not what the most important thing is. it is about the journey. But Ben Affleck is a craftsman, making you take that walk and go with him. Worst things about the film. I don't have a lot of complaints about this. I will say my complaints on a film like this are things that distract me. And they made a choice on this film to never actually show Michael Jordan, even when he was in the room. There's no shot of his face, right? Because obviously I think it's, you know, he's alive. He's an iconic person. And I think they felt like, oh, then people will be taken out if they see him. I'm more taken out by the fact that he conveniently never looks toward them when the camera's there. And it's so, it's odd. And I kind of want to see him. I mean, you could tell a little body language early on where he's at in his feelings with them. But it didn't work for me. I want to see the person's face. I want to see the actor's face. I want to see, know what they're thinking and see if I think they're getting him or where it's at. So, as much as I love Ben Affleck, I didn't care for that choice, though I understand the argument for it. I would have liked to seen a cut with it. Poor guy plays Michael Jordan, doesn't even get his face on camera. Hey, I played Michael Jordan's head. I think the lesson from the film is believe in something so much you're willing to risk everything for it. And what an act of faith where it is not believing in just, it's not just what you're believing in. It's not just yourself where you could will it. You believe in something or someone else is going to be so big. You believe in them and they can, and you're willing to risk everything for somebody else. Everything of yours for somebody else. That takes extraordinary amount of faith and will. Is it rewatchable? Is the film rewatchable? Absolutely, yes. I absolutely intend to watch this. It's right now, it's airing on, it's in the theaters now everywhere. It will be coming to Amazon Prime. It's an Amazon produced film, but they've gone wide distribution. That's how confident they are about the film. And my final word on this is that from top to bottom, this is an outstanding film. Acting wise, wonderful ensemble, direction, near perfect direction in it. The film isn't about anything overall thrilling, but they made it so, and not in a comedy. I say my word, you know, Nike likes to say, just do it. I say, just see it. Just see it. And then let's talk about the film. Okay. It's a wonderful film. So obviously in my rating system, love it, like it, or lose it. You all know this rating system, but for those of you just tuning in, love it is that film that you tell people right away. You call them, you get on social media. You're like, you got to see this film. Like it. It's broad spectrum, right? You can, you like a bad film, but it's something that you might stop and watch again. Like you'll stop and watch it and go like, yeah, well, I like this. It's got some good moments. And to lose it, I watched it so you don't have to. Okay. And Air, starring Matt Damon, definitely gets a love it. Okay. So Air playing in theaters right now, opens this weekend. And then it will be coming to Amazon Prime shortly after a theatrical run. Not sure how long that is. Might be up to you how many dollars you're bringing into that theater. And I know because you're like, well, it's just going to come on Amazon Prime. Why should I bother get to the movie theater? Because if you want to see good movies, you have to go to the theater or they don't make them. That's why we go. So, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for popping in. If you are, if you want to check out my other podcast, it's called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, where I educate and empower home buyers all over the nation on the process of buying a home and give my advice on different strategies. Check that out if you are interested in buying a home or you know somebody who is. Okay. And so please check that out at You're Watching a Movie. Check that out at YouReBuyingAHome.com. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you most of all for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.